Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Tzitzit Perek Gimel. In the last two prakim, the Rambam discussed the physical components of tzitzit, the strings themselves, how they are made and attached to the corners of the beged, and the details of tchelet. In this perek, he moves on to discuss the parameters of the mitzvah to wear tzitzit. He begins with a discussion of which types of clothing require tzitzit, and moves later in the perek to how exactly the mitzvah is fulfilled and who is obligated in it. Halacha Aleph. Kesut shechayav adam lasot bat tzitzit min haTorah, hi kesut sheyesh la arba knafayim o yater al arba, v'tiyeh midata kedei sheyitkaseh ba rosho v'rubo shel katan hamalech levado bashuk, v'eino tzarich acher l'shomro v'leilech imo. A piece of clothing is required to have tzitzit only if it has four or more corners. This is why we don't need to put tzitzit on our clothing nowadays. Our usual clothes do not have four corners. Instead, we wear a special four-cornered garment with tzitzit on it, just in order to fulfill this mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch adds that these corners must be square, not rounded, and that clothing worn on the head or neck, like a scarf or kerchief, is exempt from tzitzit, even if it has four corners. The beged must be large enough to cover most of the body of a youngster, old enough to go out by himself unattended. The Magen Avraham considers this to be age 9, and Acharonim debate exactly how big this minimal size of a beged is. The Ravid believes the beged must be large enough that even an adult could go out in it on a temporary, arai, basis, and the Rama quotes this the halacha. Finally, the Rambam says here that only a beged made of wool or linen is obligated in tzitzit on the Torah level. In halacha bet, he clarifies that the obligation is more expansive on the rabbinic level. Halacha bet, aval talit shel sha'ar minin, kigon bigdei meshi uvigdei tsemer gefen uvigdei tsemer gemalim v'tsemer arnavim v'notza shel izim v'chayotze behen, ein chayvin b'mitzvat tzitzit ela midivrei chachamim, kedei lizaher b'mitzvat tzitzit, v'hu shetiyeh merubat o yater al arba, v'yesh shi'ura kashiur, shekol begadim amrin b'torah stam einan ela tsemer ufishtim bilvad. Begadim made of other materials are obligated midirabanan in tzitzit, as long as they meet the criteria of the last halacha, of having at least the minimal size and possessing four corners. Note that even the rabbinic mitzvah is only on clothing made from materials which resemble wool and linen, like silk and hair from other animals. In Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says that clothing made of leather is entirely exempt from tzitzit, even midirabanan. The reason that only wool and linen clothing is required on the Torah level to have tzitzit is that the Torah concept of beged in general is limited to wool and linen. This is explicit in the psukim regarding laws of tzarat on clothing. In Parsha Tazria, these psukim limit to matzarat to wool and linen clothing. The Shulchan Aruch accepts the opinion of the Rambam, but the Rama accepts the opinion of Tosfot and the Rosh that clothes made of other materials are also chayav in tzitzit on the Torah level. The standard tzitzit sold nowadays consists of strings attached to a cotton beged, which for the Rambam is only a rabbinic mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah recommends wearing tzitzit on a woolen beged in order to fulfill the Torah mitzvah, according to all opinions, and many are machmir for this reason to wear a woolen talit katan, even when this is uncomfortable during the hot summer months. Wearing a linen beged is generally frowned upon for reasons of shatnez, as we'll discuss later in the perek. Halacha Gimel. Al arba kanfot kesutcha, arba v'lo balat shalosh, imkein arba v'lo balat chamesh, tamud lomar asher techaseh ba, afilu balat chamesh o yater al zeh. V'lama ani mechayev balat chamesh ufoter balat shalosh, ushtehen einan ba'lei arba kanfot, mpnei sheyesh b'chal chamesh arba, lefichach kishu oseh tzitzit lebalat chamesh o sheish, eino oseh ela la'arba haknafayim hamruchakot zo mizo meotan ha'chamesh o ha'sheish bilvad. Shnemar al arba kanfot kesutcha. The pasuk in Parsha Ki Tetze requires us to put tzitzit on arba kanfot kesutcha, four corners of the beged, meaning that a three-cornered beged is exempt from tzitzit. The next part of the halacha reminds me of the famous riddle, which month has 28 days? The answer is all of them. So too, a beged which has five, six, or more corners is obligated in tzitzit, because it has four corners. But only four of the corners need to have tzitzit, based on the pasuk we just quoted, and the Rambam says these must be the four corners at greatest distance from one another, among all the corners of the beged. Halacha Dalet. Kesut shel beged uchnafeh shel or chayevet. He shel or uchnafeh shel beged ptura. She'en olchin ela achar ikar haksut. Kesut shel shnei shutafin chayevet. She'namar al kanfei bvigdehem. Lo ne'amar kesutcha ela lema'et she'ula. She'atalita she'ula ptura minatzitzit shloshim yom. Mikan ve'elach chayevet. When the main part of the beged and its corners are made from different materials, the obligation in tzitzit follows the main part of the beged, despite the fact that the tzitzit themselves are attached to the corners. So if only the corners are made from leather, the beged requires tzitzit, but not if the bulk of the beged is made from leather, even if the corners are made of wool. A borrowed beged is exempt from tzitzit for the first 30 days. Beyond that, we treat the beged as if it belongs to the borrower, and it requires tzitzit. If someone borrows for less than 30 days a beged which already has tzitzit on it, it would seem that he shouldn't make a bracha when wearing it, as a bracha can only be made when the beged requires tzitzit. But the Shulchan Aruch rules that anyone lending out a talit with tzitzit on it can be assumed to actually be giving it completely to the borrower for the duration of his use, in order for the borrower to fulfill the mitzvah by wearing his own beged, and therefore the borrower can make a bracha on it. The Mishnah Berurah thinks that this is only true if the talit is being lent out because the borrower has no talit of his own, not if he needs it just to wear while getting an aliyah or davening for the amud. But if the talit is owned by the shul, then the Mishnah Berurah agrees that a bracha may be made under all circumstances, as the assumption is that the shul allows anyone wearing the talit to own it for the duration of his use. Halacha hei, kesut shel tzemer osin lavan shel achutei tzemer. Uchzut shel pishtan osin lavan shel achutei pishtan mimina. Ushar begadim osin lavan shel kol min vamin mimino, kigon chutei meshi lichzut meshi, v'chutei notza lichzut notza. Vim ratza lasot lavan shel shear minin mitzemer o mipishtim, ose, mipnei shehatzemer vapishtim potrin bein beminan, bein shelo beminan. Ushar minin beminan potrin, shelo beminan ein potrin. We saw at the end of the last perek one application of the rule of mimin kanaf. The lavan strings of the tzitzit should be like the beged itself. There, this implied that the lavan strings should be of the same color as the beged. Here, the Rambam applies this rule again to conclude that the strings should be made of the same material as the beged. Again, this only refers to the lavan strings, as we saw in the last perek that tchelet is always made of wool. So, for instance, a silk garment should have silk lavan strings, and this is the only type of beged that can have silk strings. However, wool and linen have a special status, in that strings of wool and linen are acceptable on a beged made of any material. This should imply that one can even put wool strings on a linen beged, or the opposite, even though this violates the Isser of Shatnez. Is this in fact permitted? The Rambam goes on to discuss this case in Halacha Vav. Umahu lasot chutei tzemer b'chzut shel pishtan, o chutei pishtan b'chzut shel tzemer, af al pi shu lavan levado b'lo tchelet, badin hu shehi mutar, shashat nez mutar linyan tzitzit, sharei tchelet tzemer hi, umatilin ota lefishtan. Umipnei ma eino sinkein, mipnei she'efshar lasot halavan shela mimina, v'chol makom shata motzei asei v'lo tasei, im yachol ata lekeim et shnehem, harei mutav, v'im lav yavo asei v'yidche et lo tasei, v'chan efshar lekeim et shnehem. There are actually two cases of shatnez, and here the Rambam discusses the first one. When one does not have tchelet and is wearing only lavan strings, can these be made of wool if the beged is linen or vice versa? Fundamentally, the Rambam says, the mitzvah of tzitzit overrides the isur of shatnez, based on the principle of asei docheilot asei. We'll see an application of this in the next halacha. But, he adds, a condition of this principle is that it can only be applied when the asei and lo tasei inexorably clash, and there is no way to fulfill the asei without violating the lo tasei. That is not the case here, as it is entirely possible to put wool strings on a wool beged and linen strings on a linen beged, avoiding any conflict between the mitzvah of tzitzit and the sur of shatnez, and therefore, when wearing just lavan strings, one may not put wool on linen or linen on wool. Halacha zayin, ksut shel pishtan ein matilin batchelet, ela ose halavan bilvad shel chutei pishtan. Lo mipnei shatzitzit nitchet mipnei hashatnez, ela gzeira midivrehem, shema yitkase ba balayla, sheino zman chiyuv tzitzit, v'nimtza over alo tasei be'et she'ein sham mitzvah tasei, shechovat hatzitzit bayom v'lo balayla, shemar ur item oto, bishat re'iya, v'sumah chaya v'tzitzit, af api sheino ro'eh, acherim ro'in oto. The second case of shatnez in tzitzit is where one does have tchelet, which, as we saw, must be made of wool. May he tie these to a linen beged? The answer here is yes on the Torah level, based on the principle we just saw of aseh dochelot aseh. Because tchelet must be wool, there is no way to fulfill the mitzvah of tchelet with a linen garment unless the aseh of tzitzit is allowed to override the lo taseh of shatnez. However, midrabanan, one is not allowed to wear this linen beged with wool tchelet strings. The reason that Chazal forbade this, the Rambam says at the end of this halacha, is that the mitzvah of tzitzit applies only during the day and not at night. So if someone wears this beged containing shatnez during the day and then doesn't take it off as soon as the day ends, he will be in violation of the isser of shatnez at night when there is no mitzvah taseh of tzitzit to override it. To avoid this situation, there is an isser derabanan of wearing a linen beged with wool tchelet strings. So in practice, whether one wears tchelet strings or not, a linen garment must have linen strings. But because in practice, tzitzit strings are usually made of wool, and in general, wool is used more commonly in making clothes, the Shulchan Aruch recommends against wearing a linen beged for purposes of mitzvah tzitzit at all. We mentioned the Rambam statement in this halacha that the mitzvah tzitzit applies only during the day and not at night. He learns this from the pasuk of Ur Itemoto. There's only a mitzvah tzitzit when one can see them. A blind person must wear tzitzit on his clothes, even though he cannot see them, because others can see his tzitzit. The Rosh disagrees with the Rambam and believes that the mitzvah of tzitzit applies both during the day and at night, but is limited to a beged yom, a piece of clothing typically worn during the day, as opposed to nighttime clothing like pajamas or a night robe. The Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions without deciding between them, and the Rama adds that we are machmir for both opinions when it comes to making a bracha. That is, a bracha can only be said on the mitzvah of wearing tzitzit if one fulfills the mitzvah according to both opinions, by wearing a beged yom during the day. Note that because of the opinion of the Rosh, one should not remove his talit katan after nightfall, as long as he is still dressed, because the talit katan qualifies as a beged yom. Only when he changes into nighttime clothes should he take off his tzitzit. Halacha chet. Mutar la'adam l'bosh tzitzit ba'layla, bein b'chol bein b'shabbat, va'af al pi she'no zmana, uvilvad shlo yivarech, u'me'matay mivarech ala tzitzit ba'shachar, mishiyakir ben tchelet sheba levan sheba, v'chitzad mivarech aleha, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher k'dushan moshtav v'sivanu, litatef b'tzitzit, v'chol zman sh'mitatef ba, ba'yom, mivarech aleha kodem shitatef, v'eino mivarech ala tzitzit b'sh'at asiyata, mipnei she'sof ha'mitzvah hu shitatef ba. The Rambam begins this halacha with a puzzling statement that it is permitted to wear tzitzit at night, and even on Friday night. Why would we have thought such a thing is forbidden? In the case of Friday night, the answer is straightforward. It is permitted on Shabbat to wear clothing while walking in Rishut HaRabim, as this isn't considered carrying. But anything which isn't clothing may not be carried on Shabbat even if it is attached to one's clothing. As there is no mitzvah of tzitzit at night, we might have thought that the strings of tzitzit are not considered clothing at night, and so it would be usur to walk in Rishut HaRabim with tzitzit on. The Rambam tells us here that this isn't the case, and the tzitzit strings are considered clothing even at night when there is no mitzvah to wear them. But why does the Rambam need to say that it is permitted to wear tzitzit on a weekday night when there is no isur to carry in the Rishut HaRabim? The Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam means to say that it is not a violation of Baal Tosif to wear tzitzit at night, despite the fact that the mitzvah doesn't apply then. The bracha on tzitzit is Asher Kedushanu Hashdav Tzivanu Litatef Bat Tzitzit, and one may make this bracha as early as there is enough light to distinguish between the tchelet and lavan in the tzitzit. Litatef means to wrap oneself up in the beged, which is really only possible with what we call a talit gadol of the type worn for davening. A talit katan that is typically worn under the shirt is not big enough to wrap oneself in. The Shulchan Aruch nonetheless rules that the same bracha of lihitatef bat tzitzit is made on it, but the Rama rules that we say al mitzvat tzitzit on a talit katan. Many who wear a talit gadol for shacharit have the custom to skip the bracha of al mitzvat tzitzit on the talit katan, and have the bracha of litatef bat tzitzit on the talit gadol cover both pieces of clothing. The Rambam doesn't clarify what constitutes atifa, wrapping oneself in the talit gadol, but the Shulchan Aruch rules that this should include covering the head with a talit. There are different opinions among poskim whether one should cover his face with a talit as well immediately after making the bracha. The Rambam says here that one makes a new bracha every time he puts on a talit over the course of a day. But the Rama limits this to a case where he did not intend to put it back on at the time he took it off. If someone takes off his talit, say, to partake of a kiddush between Shacharit and Musaf on Shabbat, planning to put it back on 15 minutes or half an hour later, then he would not make a new bracha when doing so. There is no bracha made on tying the tzitzit, only on wearing them, as this is the act with which the mitzvah is performed, just like the bracha on mezuzah is made when the mezuzah is put on the doorpost, not when it is written. Halacha tet. Umutar li kanes ba tzitzit lebeit hakisei ulebeit hamirchatz. Nifseku lo chutei lavan otchelet zorkan ba'ashpa, mipnei shehi mitzvah she'ein begufa kedusha. Unlike Sefer Torah and Tefillin, the tzitzit don't have any kedusha, and therefore one may wear them in the bathroom and in the Beit HaMerchatz, and any strings of tzitzit which tear off the beged may be thrown out. This is in stark contrast not only to a Sefer Torah itself, but to all the accoutrements of the Sefer Torah in the category of Tashmishei Kedusha, which we learned about in Hilchot Sefer Torah Perek Yud. The Taz on the Shulchan Aruch writes that even though one may enter the bathroom with his talit katan, worn under the shirt, it is not appropriate to enter the bathroom wearing a talit gadol or even a kittel, which doesn't have tzitzit on it, as these are garments worn specifically for tefillah. And regarding throwing out torn tzitzit strings, even though this is strictly permitted, the Ramah says that there are nonetheless those who put them in geniza, and he concludes that ha-machmir tavo alav bracha. Continuing in Halacha Tet, Nashim vavadim uktanim, piturim min hatzitzit min haTorah, umidivrei chachamim shekol katan shiyodeh litatef, chayav betzitzit, kedei lechancho bamitzvot. Nashim vavadim shiratzu litatef betzitzit, mitatfin below bracha. Women are exempt from the mitzvah of tzitzit because it is a mitzvat aseh shazman grama, though a woman who wishes to wear tzitzit may do so without a bracha. Two important points here. One, while in principle tzitzit should be like any mitzvah from which women are exempt, but nonetheless they may do, like lulav and shofar, in practice women don't wear tzitzit because of two objections raised by poskim. One is the concept of kli gever, the isser for a woman to wear a man's garment. We saw this in Hilchot Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Bet. And the other is the problem of yuhara, spiritual haughtiness in adopting a stringency or other practice outside the bounds of established custom. We won't elaborate on either of these points in detail, and the interested listener is referred to the discussion of tzitzit on the website www.deracheha.org, devoted to the general topic of women and mitzvot. Point two about this Rambam. He says that if a woman wishes to wear tzitzit, then she may do so, but without a bracha. This question of whether a woman recites a bracha on a mitzvat asei shazman grama that she chooses to perform is a machloket between the Sephardi and Ashkenazi schools of Rishonim, which continues to the level of Psak Halacha. The Shulchan Aruch, following the Rambam, rules that they do not make a bracha, and this is the practice of Sephardim. The Ramah accepts the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that women do make a bracha, and this is the practice of Ashkenazim. Even though, as we said, the custom is for women not to wear tzitzit, this machloket is still very relevant for many other mitzvot aseh shazman grama, which many women perform, like taking a lulav or eating in a sukkah during Sukkot. Tanim are also exempt from this mitzvah, as they are exempt from all mitzvot, but as usual, they are obligated in this mitzvah based on chinuch, from as soon as they can perform it properly. As the mitzvah of tzitzit is very easy to perform, this is a relatively young age, and in practice, children as young as 5 or 6 years old can wear tzitzit without difficulty. Moving to the last line of the halacha, Tumtum v'androgynus chayavin mikulan misafek, lefichach en varchin ela osin belo bracha. The tumtum and androgynus, two people whose sexual identity is in doubt and therefore might not be obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzit, must wear tzitzit without a bracha. Meaning, according to the Rambam, even though the rule of safek d'oraita l'chumra means that these people must wear tzitzit, they do not make a bracha on doing so, because the bracha isn't d'oraita. The requirement to make a bracha on a mitzvah is entirely midirabanan. The Ravid makes no note of this here, but we'll see later in Hilchot Milah that he disagrees with the Rambam on this point, and believes that when one performs a mitzvah d'oraita in a case of safek, he must make the bracha on that mitzvah as well. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam makes an interesting point. The Gemara says that tzitzit is a chovat gavra and not a chovat mana, that is, an obligation of the person wearing the beged and not an obligation of the beged itself. And therefore, someone who makes a four-cornered beged but has not worn it is not obligated to tie tzitzit to it as long as it sits unworn wherever he keeps his clothing. Only before he wears it for the first time must he attach tzitzit to it. Halacha Yud Aleph. Afal pi she'ein adam mechuyav liknot talit ulitatef ba kedei she'yaseh ba tzitzit, Ein ra'ui la'adam chasid liftor atzmo mimitzvah zo, ela le'olam yishtadel liot atuf b'chsut ha'mechuyevet b'tzitzit, kidei shikayim mitzvah zo. U'vishat ha'tfila tzarich lizaher b'yoter, g'nai gadol hu le'tamid chachamim shitpalel v'hu eino atuf. We mentioned earlier that fundamentally, one who doesn't wear four-cornered garments may exempt himself completely from the mitzvah of tzitzit, as he doesn't wear clothing which is obligated in it. But the Rambam says that our attitude should be the opposite. Rather than availing ourselves of this natural exemption, we should make an effort to obtain a four-cornered garment, specifically in order to perform this mitzvah. This, of course, is what we do when we wear both a talit katan and a talit gadol. This is especially important during tefillah, as it is inappropriate for a Talmid Chacham to engage in tefillah when he is not wrapped in a talit. This is part of the requirement of Tikkun Malbushim, which we saw in Hilchot Tefillah Perek He. Halacha Yudbet. Le'olam yehe adam zahir b'mitzvah tzitzit, shehari ha'katuv shekala v'talaba kol ha'mitzvot kulan. Shne'amar, uritem oto, uzchartem et kol mitzvot Hashem, va'asitem otam. The Rambam ends the Perek with a statement of the Gemara in Menachot, that tzitzit is considered equivalent to all mitzvot in the Torah combined, based on the pasuk of uritem oto, uzchartem et kol mitzvot Hashem, va'asitem otam. Tzitzit, by reminding us of who we are and whom we are obligated to serve, is the mitzvah which leads us to keep all the mitzvot. Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.